From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to gather around the radio with you on this Thursday edition of the Living Truth program. This week, we are using as our text Romans chapter 8 and verse 37, where it says, "Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." And of course, the things that Paul was talking about there when he writes is what is listed in verses 35 and 36, where he says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter." And then he says, "Nay, in all these things," the things that he just listed there, "we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." You see, those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ are on the victory side. And no matter what it is we face in life or in death, we are victorious, ultimately. We are more than conquerors through Christ. So far in our study, we have noticed that we are more than conquerors in salvation, and we are more than conquerors in life. Today, I want us to focus on a third element, and that is the fact that we are more than conquerors in death. Let me ask you a question today, and it's a simple question, but it's a direct question. And that question is this: are you afraid to die? Are you? You know, that's a very direct question. And a lot of people that I deal with will answer that question by saying, "Yes, I am afraid to die." And I can understand that from the perspective of those who do not know the Lord. You see, for those who do not know the Lord, death means the entrance into hell, which will eventually be cast into the eternal lake of fire, according to Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. And so, if you do not know Jesus Christ as Savior today, if you are not born again, then you ought to be afraid to die. Because you see, if you die without Jesus Christ, you'll spend eternity in hell, in the lake of fire, forever and ever and ever. I was saved on July the 17th, 1964. And even before I was saved, for a period of time, and I don't know how long it was, but for a period of time, I remember crying myself to sleep at night, imagining my parents going up into heaven and me being cast into the eternal lake of fire. Now, I wasn't dreaming. I was very much awake. But night after night after night, I would cry myself asleep simply because of the fact that I was afraid to die and face the lake of fire. Listen, if you don't know Jesus Christ as Savior, you should be fearful of death, because it will mean for you the eternal lake of fire forever and ever and ever. But you see, Jesus Christ has come into this world to suffer and to bleed and to die for us, thus paying the wages of sin, which is death. And then he arose again on the third day to give eternal life to everyone who trusts him as our personal Savior. Yes, The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. To the point that for those of us who are saved, we have victory even in death. I often liken death as a door. And for the believer, that is the door we walk through to get to heaven. The front side of that door may look rough because sometimes we have to go through physical suffering to get there. But when that door opens, the back side of that door is beautiful because it's heaven. Now again, to those of you who don't know Christ, the front side of that door is rough indeed, because again, you don't know what you're going to go through until you die. But when that door opens, it's even a lot more in the sense of roughness, because it means eternal separation from Christ in the lake of fire. But as Christians, oh yes, we are more than conquerors in death. You see, Christians have victory over death through the Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 55, the Word of God teaches us that because of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, death does not have any sting over us anymore. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55 says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? In other words, through the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, we don't need to be afraid to die. Death has no sting over us. Why? Well, because you see, Christians go immediately into God's presence at death. Immediately. There are some people who believe in a place called purgatory. Have you ever heard of that? And purgatory is the place where you go when you die and sort of burn off your sins. Sometimes you'll spend eternity. They say, those who believe in purgatory, will say sometimes you might spend 1,000 years in purgatory or 500 years in purgatory. But listen to me, beloved. The Bible speaks nothing of purgatory. The Christian is absent from the body and present with the Lord. The unsaved is absent from the body and present in hell. No place called purgatory. But I do rejoice in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 8, where it simply says this, we are confident, I say, and willing rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Think of that, beloved. The moment we die, we open our eyes in the presence of the Lord. So, as Christians, we have victory over death through Christ. As Christians, we go immediately into God's presence at death. But here's something I want to share with you today, and that's the fact that as Christians, we have a friend in death. We have a friend in death. In Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21, the Apostle Paul is speaking about this, and he says, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. I knew a lady many years ago who used to say, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is more of Christ. Yeah, death is a friend for the Christian. It relieves us from the aches and the pains of this physical life. It relieves us from the battles of sin in this life in which we now live. And it takes us right into the presence of Almighty God. As believers in Christ, as born-again Christians, we are more than conquerors in death, because for us, death means victory, taken into the presence of the Lord. Years ago, I knew of a lady that was very ill. She had a certain type of cancer. And I can remember one day the doctors came in to her. She was in the Hershey Medical Center in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And the doctors came in to her and said, her name was Nancy. They said, Nancy, you've got 5 days to live. Do you know what her response was? Oh, praise God. That's wonderful. The doctors couldn't believe it. The next day they went in to see her, and And she looked at them and she says, I'm down to 4 days to live. The next day, they went in to see her. She said, I'm down to 3 days to live. And then the next day, 2 days to live. And then the next day, when they went in to see her, she says, this is the day I'm going to die because you told me I had 5 days to live. Well, she didn't die that day. She lived two more days, and then she died. Here's the point. She knew the Lord, and she knew that when she died, it would be victory for her. And by the way, the sixth day when she was still alive, she was so disappointed that she was still there in the bed in Hershey Medical Center. She thought for sure she would be with the Lord. Well, on the seventh day, she did die. The doctors and the nurses had a hard time figuring out why she was so happy in the fact of facing death. Well, it was because that as believers, death is a friend. It's victory. We are absent from the body and present with the Lord. We are more than conquerors in death. If you're afraid to die today, then perhaps you need the Lord. And I would encourage you right there, right by the radio, to say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. And he will. He'll give you the forgiveness of sins. He'll give you eternal life. And if you make that decision today to trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I would encourage you to contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries, and we will send you a booklet that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Jim O'Brien will be along in just a moment with our address. More than conquerors in salvation, more than conquerors in life, more than conquerors in death, tomorrow we are going to note that as Christians we are more than conquerors in eternity. I trust that you'll be with us then. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.